We read in Matthew chapter 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This is my body. Is it? This is my blood of the new covenant. Is it? Are we actually eating the body of Jesus Christ? Are we actually drinking his blood? Has it ever struck you how the Lord punctuates the history of humanity with physical signs? He did it in the Garden of Eden. There was a tree of life and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life symbolized God's readiness, his goodness, his kindness, his grace before the fall, voluntary condescension to bless his people. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil symbolized God's lordship, his sovereignty. There were physical signs to encourage Adam and Eve to believe God. They could see with their eyes emblems or tokens of the goodness, the sovereignty, the grace of the Lord their God, their Creator. Fast forward to Genesis 17. God commands Abraham to circumcise himself and his male children in perpetuity. There was a physical sign in their flesh to remind them that they were not their own. God emblemized his sovereign claim to be their God in their very flesh. And later on in the Mosaic Covenant, God instituted in a new way the Sabbath. Every seventh day there was this physical emblem in the cycle of life that spoke to these Israelites that they were not their own, that they had been redeemed by God, that they were to set aside this day for their God. And then God established David on his throne, and the throne was another emblem, physical emblem, of the lordship and the covenant goodness and mercy and grace of God promising to David and his seed a king and a kingdom. And that's carried on into the new covenant, into the New Testament. We have these physical signs of baptism and the Lord's Supper. We saw that this morning. This wonderfully evocative physical sign of the grace of God, because that's the first great movement in baptism. Not us confessing our faith. That would skew the whole Bible, actually. The great truth in baptism is God placing his name upon us in great grace and having water poured upon us, demarcating us as those whom he has washed clean by the blood of his Son. And the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is another physical sign where God placards to us his grace and his goodness in his Son, Jesus Christ. Baptism is the physical sign of initiation. The Lord's Supper is the physical sign of maturation. And God has given us these signs, if I dare to differ from John Calvin, just a little. He says God gave us the sacraments because in our fallenness we need signs to encourage us. And that's true. But God gave signs before the fall. And first and foremost, the signs speak to us of our humanity per se, of our physicality. They speak to us of the physicalness of the believing life. The new heavens and the new earth will not be ethereal, wispy experiences. They will be concrete, physical realities. New, absolutely transformed, but nonetheless physical. And so when Jesus says, "This is my body," he is, of course, saying, this bread, this ordinary bread, testifies to you that I have been given for you. And this wine that is poured out and which you will drink and take into yourself is another testimony of the goodness of God to you, placarding before your very eyes and not just to your ears, that my life has been poured out for you. We need every help God can give us to go on in the Christian life. And very wonderfully, God stoops down to where we are and he gives us these signs. They're not bare signs. They are living tokens of God's goodness and grace. They speak to us so simply and yet so movingly of the love of God that went to the lengths of not sparing his own son for us. And so, this is the body of Christ, in that it signifies and seals to us everything that that body accomplished for us in our frail flesh on Calvary's cross. If you are a baptized Christian, if you have publicly confessed Jesus Christ as Lord, come, eat and drink, nourish your faith, and bless God not first that you have faith, but that he loved you and gave his son for you. Let us pray. Father, we can but bless you tonight that you have stooped down to where we are. You have come near to us. You have given us these simple but so wonderfully eloquent signs that speak to us of a son who was given for us, of a salvation that was dearly won for us. And so we pray, Lord, as we take this bread in our hands and feed upon it, as we take this wine in our hands and drink it, may we truly by faith feast on Jesus Christ and his benefits. May our souls be nourished. May we be turned away from ourselves to our Savior. And we ask it in his name and for his sake. Amen.